The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a radio play by Mark Piero and Ian Coots. Hot English is proud to present The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a six-part Victorian murder mystery. Episode 4. In last week's episode, our heroes Inspector Nottingham Forest and Hamilton the Academical went to the forensic laboratory to find further evidence as to the identity of the Trouser Snatcher's victim. While they were doing this, they were molested several times by a confused womanising professor. In this episode, our heroes visit the wife of the deceased and get womanised by a confusing doctor. Where do they get these dreadful scripts from? Scene 7. Hamilton and Forrest arrive at a wealthy house in Mayfair, the home of the late Sir Edmund Micklebrass, to interview his widow, Miranda Shuttle Micklebrass.
Two useless-haired, stupid-haired, miserable-haired duffers waiting to see you, ma'am.
Oh, not the police. What do they want, Killick?
A good kicking, ma'am.
Very well, Killick. I suppose you had better show them in, and then bring some tea for our guests. We do not want to give them a bad impression.
Yes, ma'am.
You may give them their kicking when they leave.
Well, get your filthy hands off me, you swine.
Dutchie Hamilton, you tell him.
Well, I was talking to you.
The two useless old, stupid old, miserable old duffers, ma'am.
Thank you. You may go now, Killick. Gentlemen, Killick will be returning with tea. Will you take sugar?
Two for me, please, madam.
One for me, thank you, madam.
Madam, I have to protest at your butler's behaviour. Any more of that, and I will have Sergeant Hamilton to take him into custody.
Oh, dear.
Don't be ridiculous.
You may think I am, madam, but I am Inspector Nottingham Forest.
And I presume this is your wife.
Oh, dear.
No, that is Hamilton.
Hamilton? That's a strange name for a woman.
Oh, dear.
Hamilton is a man?
Good heavens! You mean you're married to a man?
Oh, dear.
Look, could we just forget about this? I have come here on important business, you know.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope you have a good explanation for this most unwelcome intrusion.
Well, I am sorry that you feel that way, but I would have thought that the investigation into the murder of your husband could in no way be considered an intrusion.
Oh, well, there we go. You know, Inspector, we were together over 30 years, but it doesn't mean that we were devoted.
Well, I have been married for 30 years and we are very much devoted.
Yes, but not to each other.
Shut up, Hamilton.
Oh, dear.
Lady Shuttle Micklebrass, can you think of anyone who might want to harm your husband or even kill him?
I can't say I do.
Yourself, perhaps?
Don't be ridiculous, Inspector. I didn't like him, but nonetheless he provided me with a home and security. In fact, he left me pretty much alone, confining himself to his business and his club.
And what were these, madam?
Well, he was in the architectural business, vice president of Tremont Bon Architects. As for the club, well, I only know it was along the Whitechapel Road.
Well, that was near where his body was found, madam.
Ah, here's your tea, gentlemen.
Will the two useless-haired, stupid-haired, miserable-haired duffers be taking sugar, ma'am?
Nottingham Forest 2, Hamilton the Academical 1.
Very good, ma'am.
Inspector, I would like to ask you just one question.
Yes, certainly, Lady Shuttle Micklebrass.
Why is your hound urinating on my leg?
Hamilton?
Oh, dear.
Click!
Very good, ma'am.
Now, do you listen here? You take your hands off me. Hamilton, do something.
Oh, I'll call the police.
Scene 8. Nottingham Forest, Hamilton the Academical, and Constables Vale and Talbot are outside a building site belonging to the late Sir Edmund Shuttle Micklebrass.
Right, here we are, men. Constable Vale, Constable Talbot, get your truncheons at the ready. This is one of the building sites owned by Edmund Shuttle Micklebrass. I suspect we may find the trouser snatcher here, so tighten your belts and be on your guard.
How can you be so sure, Inspector?
Oh, Hamilton, just take a look around you. There's building material all over the place. But in particular, over there is a steaming cauldron.
For bitch, Inspector.
Congratulations, Hamilton. I am getting warmer.
Oh, that's nothing to do with Wanger. He's only done his business on Constable Vale not 2 minutes ago.
I thought you said he respected authority.
He can't resist a man in uniform. What is it, Wanger? What are you barking at? Look, Inspector. Wanger is pointing to the side of the building. He says there's two persons having a heated discussion. One of them is talking about the dogmatic application of hypothetical systemic social engineering on the proletarian masses.
I don't like that hound of yours, Hamilton.
Oh, dear.
What's the other one saying?
Wanger says the other is more concerned about an incident that took place about 1 a.m. a couple of nights ago in a dark alleyway in Whitechapel.
Ooh, right. Constable Talbot, you stay here. If anybody comes this way, arrest them, and violently.
Very good, Inspector.
Hamilton, Vale, keep low and follow me. I want to have a look at those men Ranger was barking about. I don't believe this. I've been in the force 20 years, and I'm reduced to taking instructions from a hound. Hamilton, keep that hound of yours quiet, will you? I can hear voices. Quiet. Quiet. We may have to get closer. I can't hear what they're saying.
Speak up!
Vale, will you...
What's going on over there? Who shouted?
Nobody, it was the cat.
I don't know who you are, but I'm changing the agreement. I want more money. The peelers are on the trail.
You'll get only what we agreed, or I'll drop you in it.
What does that mean?
Your victim has a little calling card on his person that could... If I tell them, lead the peeler straight to your door.
You filth. How did you do that? If I'd known you were like this, I would never have agreed to pull that toff's breeches off.
Listen, you'll do exactly as I tell you. This is important to me. This is my chance to be famous. I can be rid of that idiot Inspector Forrest. This is it. I can write my own ticket out of this dump. So you carry on snatching people's trousers off, and I'll keep paying you, you understand?
Right, that is it. I've heard all I need to get a conviction. Get ready to give chase in case those two rogues make a break for it. Hamilton, when I give the signal, set that hound onto them.
Oh, yes. Wanger knows a shifty character when he sees one.
Right, here we go. All right, hold it. You two, police.
No, the police station is about a mile away, sir. Turn left at the end of the road and you can't miss it.
No, I am the police. You are both under arrest.
Cripes.
Run for it.
Let's get after them, Hamilton the Hound.
Go on, Wanger. Get that filthy scumbag.
Hamilton, get that blasted hound off me.
Can Inspector Forrest make an arrest? Will the two villains get away? Can Hamilton's dog Ranger do anything substantial? And why, when the writers are in their 40s, do they still find jokes about going to the toilet very funny? Tune in to next month's edition of Hot English Magazine to find out the answer to these questions and not much else in the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher.